not a bunch of fun and games, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, this is Martin Zender. This is not a bunch of fun and games. I'm not being cute. I'm not being sensational for the sake of being sensational. I'm not even being sensational on this topic of sex. This is vitally important to your peace. Why? Because I hate religious bondage. I hate laws. I hate things that keep you from completeness in Christ, from living a full life in accord with the freedoms of Jesus Christ. And sex is one place this religious bondage starts. It starts in other places too. Thou shalt not smoke, thou shalt not drink, thou shalt not dance, thou shalt not play cards. The Baptists are famous for this, and it really all started not with Jesus Christ. It started with Gnosticism, with this idea, this teaching that the material creation is evil. I'm in Wikipedia now. Gnosticism is the thought and practice, especially of various sects of late pre-Christian and early Christian centuries, distinguished by the conviction that matter is evil, and that emancipation comes through gnosis, or knowledge. Matter is evil, and any natural inclination is evil. And this has been absorbed by the Christian religion. Listen to this. A common characteristic of some of these groups was the teaching that the realization of gnosis, that is, esoteric or intuitive knowledge, is the way to salvation of the soul from the material world. From the material world. So it's as if, well, in Gnosticism, it is stated that the material world is evil. They saw the material world as created through an intermediate being. They didn't even say that God created the material world, because they just couldn't imagine that God was interested in food or drink or masturbation or sex. They couldn't, or card playing or alcohol. They couldn't wrap their head around a common God, a God who through whom all things were created. So in their teaching, they had an intermediate being that created the material world rather than directly by capital G God. And unfortunately, a lot of Christianity has absorbed this idea. And again, you see it in the Baptist church that if you have fun, if you're eating and drinking, well, they accused our Lord of this. He came eating and drinking and hanging out with the prostitutes and the tax collectors, and they said he had a demon. Because if you think that the natural world, the physical creation, is opposed to the spiritual world, you're going to have this dichotomy of thinking, and you're going to be led into all sorts of ill directions, and you're going to be uncomfortable with topics like the one I've been discussing this week, and I'm finishing off this week with. And Gnosticism is a human philosophy, and I dare say it's unattractive philosophy. All philosophy is seductive. Sean Marting really helped bring this home to me in his excellent studies in the book of Colossians when I was in the Colorado Springs Ecclesia. Listen to Paul in Colossians 2:6. As then you accepted Christ Jesus the Lord, be walking in him, having been rooted and being built up in him and being confirmed in the faith, according as you were taught, superabounding in it with thanksgiving. Faith. What is faith? It's the faith that Christ is our Savior and we're not our own Saviors. If you think you're your own Savior, then you're going to constantly analyze your walk. You're going to constantly be afraid of natural urges. You're going to become a Gnostic. You're going to have this separation of powers between God and the material creation or God and the natural needs that He gave you, including sex. And now we're going to get to the philosophy, the seduction that takes people away from this settledness in Christ. And that is verse 8 of Colossians 2. Beware that no one shall be despoiling you. Love this word in the Greek. It's the elements here, the English elements are attach lead. It's a two-part Greek word, attach lead. Someone is attaching something to a collar around your neck and they're dragging you away from the joy and the fullness of a free life in Christ Jesus. How are they doing it? Beware that no one shall be despoiling you through philosophy and empty seduction in accord with human tradition. There it is. Philosophy. That Greek word is also a two-part word. It means fond wisdom. This is the wisdom of the world, not the wisdom of God. An empty seduction. Human philosophy, this Gnosticism, is so seductive. This is where you get your monasteries and your convents. You get these crazy people in there wearing robes and ropes around their waists making grape jelly. These people are weird, and this eventually produces unnatural people. It's a lie to say that the natural is wrong. That comes from a really bad mistranslation. I think it's in Romans 2. The natural man is not receiving the things of the Lord. We'll look into this some other time. That's not what the King James says, but it's the soulish man. There's nothing wrong with nature. It's the soulish man, the man who is ruled by his five senses. This man's not receiving the things of the Spirit. But the things of nature, the physical creation, is not antithetical to spirit. We think of spiritual as non-material, but it's not. Material things can be spiritual, and in fact, they were called spiritual. So this is a seduction, this human philosophy of Gnosticism, along with others. This isn't the only one. The thing that, when you start saying that things like drinking alcohol, or that sex, or that masturbation, or that sex itself, really, if you start saying these things are evil, you're going to drive it underground, and people are going to find their natural instincts fulfilled, but now they're forced. Since you've shut down the legitimate avenue, people are going to go underground. We saw this in Prohibition in the 1920s, right? Our stupid government made alcohol illegal, and so people were, even though God calls it good, God talks about wine making the heart of man glad and taking away pain, and all these wonderful verses on wine. Jesus turned water into wine, not grape juice, he turned it into wine. If you make these natural godly things illegal, then you're going to have to go underground to get it. And this is what happened with prohibition. And it's what happens with sex. When sex becomes evil, when it becomes bad, then you feel, the religious person especially, will feel that they have to go underground. And then they begin to feel these horrible things that destroy people, namely guilt, condemnation. They feel that they're being wrong. They feel like their comprehensions are being darkened. When in reality, it's the most natural thing in the world. It's like I told that guy in Sacramento, you know, my son has these sexual urges. Tell him to masturbate like crazy. This is God's solution for it. Some people say, I guess that's the lesser of two evils. No, it's not even an evil. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. God meant for this. He even puts pressure releases on pressure cookers, right? You have a pressure cooker, there's a release valve on top of it. Even whales have a blowhole, for crying out loud. This is God's creation. Don't let anybody despoil you through this empty human philosophy. Don't let anybody drive you underground. This is what I so hate about our puritanical society. The perverts are the ones who take sex underground, and they're the ones who are ashamed of it, and the ones who cover it up, and this is the actual perversion, because again, it leads to guilt and shame, and this destroys people. How important is this topic of sexuality? It's vitally important, because as I told you earlier, Satan is using the family to destroy the fabric of society. He's doing that by breaking up the family. And to break up the family, he only needs to break up the husband and the wife. And to break up the husband and wife, he only needs to bring issues of sex, misunderstandings about sex, condemnation about sex. So you see, this isn't such a small topic after all, is it? Masturbation isn't such a strange topic to be talking about, is it? Martin, you just want to talk about sex. No, I don't. I want to help people, I want to bring freedom to people, I want to bring people into the freedom of Christ, and I want above all else to destroy the human religion, the human philosophy that keeps people from the joy of Christ. I'm for spiritual enlightenment, not against it. You know what the church is doing now? They're calling good evil and evil good. They're calling this good thing, let's take the topic at hand here, masturbation, they're calling it evil. And they're taking what is evil, which is the squelching of it, which is the calling of it bad, that's an evil. It's an evil to call what God created evil. And so they're saying that sex is bad, and so they're turning evil into good. It's good to keep from doing this. It's good to not drink wine. It's good to not masturbate. It's good to not think about women. It's good to not look at women. This is an evil to prohibit these things. Paul says this again in In Colossians, I'm in chapter 2 still, verse 20. If then you died together with Christ from the elements of the world, why, as living in the world, are you subject to decrees? You should not be touching, nor yet tasting, nor yet coming into contact. Don't do this, don't do that. Paul says that these things have an expression of wisdom. They look like they're wise in this willful ritual and humility and asceticism. This is what so attracted the Gnostics. Well, we're so much more spiritual than these other people because we're refraining from these natural inclinations. We're not having sex. We're not drinking wine. We're not dancing. We're not drinking. And so it's a backhanded form of human pride. By looking humble on the outside, you're really being an ascetic. You're being, it's false humility. It's a willful ritual. And this false humility, look at it in Colossians 2:23. An expression of wisdom in willful ritual and humility. It's an expression of humility. I was telling you this earlier this week. There are many people who have an expression of humility. Oh, it's so bad of you, Martin, to mention sex. Why are you talking about masturbation? You folks, you're merely expressing an outward facade of humility. It's not of any value. In fact, you're turning people away from Christ because I have a feeling that you yourselves, those who are squeamish about this topic, you're still doing it, but you've driven it underground because you no longer see it as legitimate. You no longer see it as of Christ. You're separating your Christ life from your regular life. Well, I'm in Christ today, but yesterday I wasn't because I masturbated. That's ridiculous. Or because I drank wine, or because I had a good time, or I danced, or I said a bad word, whatever. You know, it's just this separation of what God created to be enjoyed, separating between that and Christ, as if those are opposed, but they're not. They work together. I wanted to get to Genesis 38. We're going to talk about, I really didn't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about this specific topic, but I will if I have to. I still want to get into marriage. Dan Sheridan is going to be back with us on Monday, so that's going to be great, but I still want to, you know, finish this topic. And I also want to move on to marriage. Marriage is being used by the adversary to destroy the family and to destroy the testimony of Christ. I'm going to try to do it all. I'm going to try to run my show in conjunction with the Zender Sheridan Show. We're going to see how that works next week. It's going to be an exciting time to be alive, and I pray that you're here with me. God bless you. Have a great weekend.